Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jerry Silberman's here, too. Jerry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Now, coming up more than 9 years, he's been hanging out with us. He's the CEO and the founder of Corporate Turnaround, a small business restructuring firm. He's the co-author of the Small Business Survival Guide, and today he wants to talk about giving us a holiday gift. Right, Jerry?
Hey, Jim. It's always great to be
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you know, you give Hanukkah gifts. I give Christmas gifts. So these are holiday gifts, and you've got one to give us, don't you?
Yes, I do. And, you know, I've been on your show, like you said, for over 9 years, and always appreciate coming on. But, you know, out of respect, I really never talk about my company. I talk about topics and in generality.
Right.
And my marketing department, when discussing coming on your show, he said, you know, what's the best thing for the holidays? The best thing is really our program. But, Jim, I never talk about, you know, so much what we do. You even push me more in that direction.
I do.
But the truth is, I've always had that kind of respect. But if you really want to help someone and you do something good that can really save them, that's what we do. We get businesses out of debt using basically less than the interest on the debt that they owe. And it's really, it feels great at the end of the day. And if I want to be Santa Claus, and if I want to give a small business owner a gift, this is the best gift in the world if you're having financial problems.
What do you do for them, though? I want to talk about that. But let's go, okay. let's rewind a little bit, and let's okay. take it back to before they got into this problem.
Well, you said
what does it look like, yeah. and how do we, in other words, what if instead of the job you have now, you had a job where everybody who was just about to turn the corner the wrong way was in front of you, and you were able to turn them to the other, in the other direction. What if that were your business? What if you were being paid for that? What would that look like?
To you're saying to help small businesses that really aren't qualified to be my clients yet.
That's right, because they're actually okay for the moment, but there's a little bit of trouble. And they can turn left and go to the dark side, which is when they wind up having to need you. Or they could turn right and maybe tough it out just a little bit more and do a better job, make better decisions, and they don't have to have you.
It.
So that's your new job for the
right.
moment.
Okay.
Is how do we turn them in the other direction? What does that look like?
It doesn't pay anything, but I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you. People get into a – first of all, you sit on the breaking point. You say, why is it so hard? We've been in business for thousands of years. Why do we get into trouble? Why does cash flow get so tight? Well, very simple, because business owners must take chances of being a small business owner in order to survive and thrive. And not everything works out. That's why people get into financial trouble. So to keep them out of it, the first thing I would say is always keep money in a reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Always have money in reserve. And it's the hardest thing in the world. You go into a new project, you use the money that you have. And if you spend it all, that's where you're getting into trouble. So to not get into trouble, always keep money in reserve. That's the first thing that where people get into trouble. Because they spend all their money. Listen, holiday season, there's a lot of shiny things out there. There's a lot of temptation
right.
out there, Jim. So people go and do things, they buy things. It doesn't even have to be business expenses. If you're buying holiday gifts for your family, it comes out of your personal pocket or your credit card more likely, now you don't have those funds available for your business. That's also, whether especially for small business owners, we're not talking huge corporations. We're talking about someone that has maybe a few employees or just themselves. So whether it's a dollar for the business
right.
or a dollar for themselves, it's coming out of the
Well, let me give you one little example of how it could happen. You work hard and you're out there trying to find customers, and all of a sudden you find a customer that really loves you. And before you know it, they're doing 80% of your business. You're doing 80%
right.
of your business with them. And you get lazy. And you don't go out and try to dilute their number. You're not turning their business away, but you're growing your business by making sure that they wind up being only 60% of your business, not 80%. Because when they decide to go somewhere else, or when they do whatever they do, which they will one day, you don't go out of business. You don't get into a bind and start doing desperate things. How about that for a way to turn things around?
You're talking about what happened to me. You're saying my story, that I was a collection agency, and I had one really great customer that was at 75% of my revenue. Now, you don't get rid of a customer like that.
Right.
And it's not that I wasn't paying attention to them. That was my whole life. Matter of fact, what I did wrong in that situation is I stopped going after other customers because
right.
I was fat and happy.
That's my point. You got lazy.
Yeah, I got lazy. You're right. But what I did was, that's how I started corporate turnaround. I came out, instead of trying to collect from small businesses, because that's really who gets placed for collection in small businesses, not big businesses. Instead of that, I said, you know, these aren't really small business owners. They're not like individual consumers. They get into real financial problems. I said, maybe these people that I'm trying to collect from, if I could help them with their cash flow, with negotiating with other collection agencies and attorneys and lawsuits and those kind of things, then I can get my clients paid. And that's what happened. So that's how corporate turnaround started. I went from a collection agency. Oh, by the way, I lost that customer. And it wasn't because I was lazy, or lazy with other customers. It was because my guy at this customer transferred jobs. Now there's a new guy. And he's
right.
Like, who are you? And all of a sudden, I went from a thriving collection agency to, wow, I just lost 5% of my revenue.
Here's another thing. You got plenty of customers, but you're not collecting your money from them. It's astonishing how many people won't, or you're not even invoicing them. It's astonishing how many people don't send invoices.
It's amazing.
Just do your job, and you won't get yourself into a bind and need Jerry now, and work yourself out of it. But if you don't, and unfortunately, plenty of people do not. Follow the advice.
Jim, what you're saying is so important. People don't have established collection practices.
Yep.
They don't have standard invoicing practices. I remember 20 years ago, I had a landscaper at my house, and he did not bill me once the whole year.
But then he billed you all at once, and it made you mad.
I had to go to him
and
say, I owe you money.
I need to pay you. But, hold on to that thought, Jerry. We're going to come right back when we do. We're going to talk about if you don't turn right, you turn left and go to the dark side, then you're going to need the services of Jerry's company. We'll talk about how that works after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.